Can you guys hear us?
Yeah.
You guys can hear us?
There it is.
Yeah.
You guys.
A little heavy on the left side. I don't know why.
I don't know what that means.
I'm heavy on the left.
Gotta put them in certain spots. Okay. No biggie. You're fine.
That's the voice of our MVP for this broadcast, Eddie Hazel, who set up all the.
Cookie came in and checked on us earlier. I thought we were in trouble.
No, he was just talking to me.
I know, but he makes me nervous sometimes.
Cookie makes you nervous?
Yeah. I think he has that same presence that you have. Don't you
think? I
don't
have a presence?
Eddie? He can be, like, if he's pissed, everybody knows.
Yeah, that's probably the...
Yeah,
you guys are like brothers.
He'll let it fly. I even asked him, I said, because he's actually heading to the Bahamas. He was just letting me know that Eddie was
going to
be in for him next week.
What's he
in the
going
morning.
To the Bahamas for?
Yeah, what's Cookie? We don't broadcast from there anymore. What the fuck's he going to do
and
going
him
to the Bahamas?
Him and his wife still go, I bet, on a vacation.
Yeah, why not? Anyway, I kind of was joking that, hey, maybe I'll, if I steal your wallet and I grow a little facial hair, blah, 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 I'll go as you. But he said, yeah, but good luck getting the sulking, I'm pissed at life look on your face.
See, we know ourselves.
Yeah.
See?
Do we know what our format's going to be today?
I assume we're recording right now, actually, as we always are. The rule is if you got your headphones on, you're game, but you don't have your headphones on. What are you doing? Will you leave yourself alone?
I was sanitizing and I was putting lotion on. All the things I need to do before.
So we're all lubed up, ready to go. Is that what I'm hearing?
Lubed up and clean. Let's do this.
All right.
So are they going to, when we get
okay,
going,
yeah,
are they ready?
When I say, gentlemen,
Don't. They probably know what you say.
Oh, and then you start the music. You know that, right?
Okay.
All right. Hi, I'm Chick McGee and we're off the air. it's the East Hills on this episode of Off the Air. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you.
Will, you're the you're going to be the spokesman. Is that all right?
I can. Okay. Yes.
Will, why don't you introduce everybody? Go around the room there.
Yeah, my name's Will Beretta on guitar, vocals. Hank Campbell,
hello,
also on guitar and vocals. Brad Morgan on bass.
Hello.
Wade Parrish on drums.
Hello.
And Adrian Degner on guitar.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. You guys have a great sound. There's no doubt about it.
I feel like I know Wade. Would I know Wade from something else?
Maybe. I've played here before with Healing Sixes.
Okay, there you go.
Back in the olden days.
Yeah. Yeah,
we've talked about that. One of my favorite band names.
Chicks always said that.
The Healing Sixes, the healing power of a six pack of beer. The Healing Sixes. Right?
There you go.
I thought he made that up for the longest time.
No, that's true. That's where. And let's talk about East Hills. Came from a cemetery. Is that right? Or
that is right. Yeah, nearby where most of us grew up.
But so not New Palestine. But like, what is it? Rushville.
Rushville.
Rushville. Yes.
Rushville.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do in Rushville, Will?
What did I do?
I think you grew up there.
Well, other than growing up there and going to school and doing all that stuff, do you have a band in high school?
You know, we didn't. We wasted time playing sports.
Oh, football. Yeah. That's right. You're quite the football player, as I.
Well,
as I've
yeah.
been told.
I think Hanky over here was too. It was. We played a lot of football. Instead of
defensive lineman of the year,
you were not
1993.
No kidding!
Wow, that's awesome.
It's a true story. We had a band. We were in a band. Beaver was the
Beaver was actually now
Hank Will.
I think as a healing power of the beaver is what that was named after.
You know that boy, that's close. Given the choice between a beaver and a six pack, which healing power would?
Wait a second, Jason. Are we joking? They didn't have a band named Beaver?
No, they did have a band.
I forgot about that.
There was an album called Beaver for sure.
It was really one session that turned into an album.
Okay.
But did you ever play live?
No.
In a basement.
In a basement.
We live play from together. The basement.
Yeah. Okay.
What were some songs? Were those?
There's a song called Bitch Slappin'.
Uh-huh. That sounds good.
Could they recreate that, perhaps?
Right here, no. Actually,
well, it's Bitch Slappin' Mother...
Go.
Bitch Slappin' Motherfucking...
Yeah, that's it. That was it.
I like it.
Actually, the guy who sang it isn't here. He's now the judge. He's one of the judges in Rush County.
Boy, doesn't life have a way of just...
Well, I think we have our next guest.
Doesn't it have a way of just evening out, doesn't it?
That's it.
My goodness.
So that was your first band, is that fair to say?
Technically, yeah. Actually, we were with... you guys might know Andy Wilson, too. Andy came home... I came home from summer camp one year, and he told me he'd learned how to play guitar over the summer, and he proceeded to just make up... his first song was called... Run Like an Elephant. Right. This is maybe fifth grade.
Yeah. Yes.
So Andy probably gets credit for the first incarnation of I guess what this is now.
I believe that band was called ACR.
Andy's Country Revival.
Love a revival.
Yeah. None of this can. It must be true. It's so unique.
Every
yeah.
bit. Very, very ahead of its time.
So when you were young kids, did you expect that this day, at this age, you'd still be playing in a band?
No.
No, sir, none?
No.
Anybody else?
Oh, yeah.
That was
yeah,
what
the
that's.
Other guys.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The other guys.
Oh, the other guys, a bunch of hippies. Is
that's
that right?
All we're going to do is play in bands.
Yeah. And these guys have all. Wade's been in. He's in five bands now.
Sure, right.
These two, Adrian and Brad, are also from Rush County, from Rushville.
So, okay.
And they've played in bands forever.
Played a lot of bands together.
In high school and everything? Same story?
Yes.
Any bands as good as Beaver? Because that's pretty hard to beat.
Scissor Grind.
Scissor Grind. I was
kind of
never. I never got bit by the playing an instrument bug. I would have liked to, but I love listening to music, and music is, if I'm not talking on the radio, I'm pretty much always listening to music. But I can't imagine how hard it is to keep a band together, because you hear about the successful ones.
Yeah.
Not that you guys aren't successful, but I'm sure is it tough to okay, we're going to have band practice and something. I don't want to fucking practice. Yeah. Leave me alone.
That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just tough, right?
The last 2 years have been enlightening for me, just in the sense you think you have an idea of what it's, and believe me, I mean, yeah, we need to find a place to put all of our money, you know, from the last year.
Sure.
you have an idea of what this is going to be like, and then, you don't think about the scheduling. Everybody has, everybody has kids and jobs and everything else, so. But we kept the dream alive.
Where do you guys practice?
In Rushville.
In Rushville?
Mm-hmm.
Old antique store.
Yeah, we have a good, a cool place. We found it just in the old downtown, upstairs of one of the old downtown buildings, right, the second floor.
Right.
That's cool.
Nobody knows we're there. So
is this your guys', would it be fair to say your guys' golf or a pastime or that most guys? Or do you golf as well?
I golf a little. I don't know if anybody else here golfs. I might be the only golfer in the group.
Do you golf or just drive? No. Do you golf or
you drive the beer cart?
Right.
Yeah.
It's golf. I drive the golf cart and drink beer.
So, and I saw this morning, someone tweeted, maybe it was Andy, that you guys got, you're going to be playing in Cincinnati?
Yes, yeah. The Bunbury Festival.
Bunbury Festival.
Yeah.
In July, right?
Yes, yeah. That should be a great time, three-day festival. I think they have, how many bands?
30,000 people, and I don't know.
Six stages, you know, the Flaming Lips are headlining that.
No kidding.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, so.
Yeah, you guys have done a lot of awesome stuff. I know over the last summer you have. What's been your favorite gig so far?
Because we saw you at the Vogue not that long ago.
We saw you at the Vogue. That was an awesome show. You opened for the Mummies, yeah.
At the Mummy show, right.
That was a good one. That was one of
that was a great show.
Favorites.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
Sold out crowd, of course, with those guys.
Yeah.
But we opened for REO Speedwagon last week.
Right.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Had mixed feelings about that, you know, but they had 3,000 people there.
Did Kevin go, Hank plays with his, talks with his guitar?
Yeah. we're backstage in the wings waiting.
Yeah.
I think I can say this. We're waiting for them to show up and... Here he comes.
Here comes Kevin Cronin.
Right.
Kevin Cronin, REO Speedwagon. You know, shaking my hand. And
that's a good Kevin Cronin.
Pretty close.
Yeah,
darn
close.
Hank Campbell, the East Hills. Yeah, he asks about where we're from. We tell him the Rushville thing. And he says, so you're playing originals, right? And we say, oh, yeah. And he says, well, great. They're finally listening to us. He said, these last few shows, the bands have been playing covers.
He said
the last one they were playing Journey songs before we went on, and I said, "Oh shit, they're playing your music." And he says, "No, I'm in REO Speedwagon."
Oh no!
Oh,
but it was fine.
Well, Kevin's been on the other show a couple.
He's one of your favorite guests,
three or four times. No, Kevin. Kevin Cronin's famous story is that he and Jimmy Pardo are from the same town. It's called Hometown, Illinois. It's like right outside of Chicago.
And he's a huge. And is Jimmy a huge?
Jimmy's a huge Chicago REO Speedwagon Journey, the whole deal.
Okay.
So Jimmy's excited to meet Kevin. And Hometown is, I would imagine, about the size of Rushville. Not very big. Like we meet people from New Palestine all the time. I mean, and when Jess goes, I'm from New Palestine. You know?
They're like cockroaches, wherever.
I didn't want to draw that comparison, but my point was, so it's a small town, and you hear somebody's from your hometown, you're like, hey, that's great. So Jimmy says, okay, if I ever meet Kevin Cronin.
Hey, he was at a Chicago, like, carnival or festival. Was it?
It was like
a fan fair for Chicago fans.
Yeah, in 10 years, they're going to have the East Hills Convention at the convention center, and we're there trading East Hills memorabilia, stuff like that.
Right.
Same thing with Chicago. Kevin Cronin's there playing. So Jimmy rushes up and goes, hi, Kevin. I'm from Hometown, Illinois. And Kevin goes, oh, that's great, and walks away. What's it? So Jimmy says it much funnier, but he's much
wrecked
funnier.
His world.
And it just messed him up for quite a while. Poor Jimmy.
So he was really like looking forward to this day.
Yes,
and then I think he watched it.
Yeah, right.
Just mashed it.
Right.
Is there a dream band you guys would love to play for with, that kind of thing? Obviously, there's five of you, so I'm guessing it might be tough to come to a consensus. But
there are a bunch
deep down inside. It's
reasons.
Van Halen, I'm sure.
Van Halen. Okay.
Not many that are still together, I guess.
Yeah, that's a shame.
We're alive.
Which Van Halen? The first one or
oh, for sure.
Of course,
Van
the first
Hagar.
The only one.
I'm just saying.
What do you think?
Why can't this be love? It's a pretty good song.
Don't be serious.
Sammy Hagar,
be serious.
Come on.
No.
That got me through camp.
There, see? Got Will through camp. Come on.
I think your junior high art project was OU812?
A nice cover of
that is a great title.
Those were good. Those were some good days.
I wore that cassette out while riding my bike. Yeah, those were the days. I have a cassette on, with the cheap little foamy earphones kind of thing. I wore that one out. Oh, yeah.
You haven't changed much since you
I haven't changed much.
I've been on the bike. A little shorter, but I'm guessing
And you got a more expensive bike.
Yeah.
There are a lot of bands we love that we'd love to to pair up and play with if we get the chance.
How did the REO Speedwagon happen?
Andy Wilson. Yep.
He's something else.
Andy's the man.
He knows everybody.
A great deal for us. Yeah. Absolutely. And we're playing with them again, gosh, in June, I think, in Illinois. So
awesome.
At their request, right? Because they enjoyed you so much.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're not paying them this time. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Real quick, before we'll do it at the start, at the end, where do we get East Hill stuff on iTunes? And the name of the CD is Death of a Salesman. Death of a Salesman.
Yeah.
And that's on iTunes or easthills.com?
Both.
The whole thing. You do have easthills.com?
Yes, we do. Yeah. We have a shop on the site you can buy everything from.
I hope everybody else heard that, right?
heard what?
Wasn't just in my head.
Okay. Adrian.
Adrian's bonging one up back there. Is that what you say? Bonging it up?
That's exactly what they say. That's what the kids say, yes.
Let's bong one up, fellas.
Yes.
He's getting away with her because I can't see him nor Wade back there.
They're tucked away. They're
good.
But yes, yeah, we've got iTunes, Amazon, all the good stuff, I believe. So
what's the process, the creative process? Somebody on lyrics, somebody on music, or you trade back and forth? Or
Will and I, definitely this thing goes back many years, obviously, but then probably, 15 years ago, we started to kind of find some guitar riffs that we could play consistently, started to put some songs together. So Will and I, write primarily, and then a lot of this stuff we finish out together as a band. So
yeah. And the song you opened with was Mouth Kissing.
Yes.
Do you want to tell that story?
Will?
Do you want to tell that? Yeah, it's just a story about this guy that I heard about once.
Right.
Did you say guy?
This guy.
This guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. None of your business. This guy about.
No, I heard the phrase from a working girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Mouth kissing would cost more. Like, that there was a separate charge for,
I didn't know you could do it. I'm not a
kiss baby.
Other kinds of kissing.
That's the most intimate thing you can do with a woman.
She must,
kiss her.
And I think that she must have got that from the Julia Roberts movie. Doesn't she? She doesn't kiss on the mouth in that movie, right?
Yeah. I think for obvious, a lot of reasons.
I think it's,
Too intimate.
Too intimate.
I live very much at all. I feel kind of.
That's adorable that sheltered. You're acting like you don't know anything about this.
I've never had to.
Pay. They just throw it at you.
Well, I'm somewhat of a big deal. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
Hank, did you come up with that riff for Mouth Kissing? Because I could just listen to you play that for 3 hours.
Great riff. Like that's all Will.
Oh, it's all Will.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Will, have you ever heard of the story about I Can't Get No Satisfaction? Keith Richard fell asleep on a plane and woke up and went, dun, 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 dun. They go, that's a good riff. Let's put that down. And then
he hummed it?
Yeah, he hummed it.
Mm-hmm. I heard he had a tape recorder. And maybe it's not Satisfaction, sorry.
Oh, maybe it's not.
Yeah. He was drunk and had was humming that in his head and managed to put it on a tape.
Wow.
Next to, on the nightstand, and then had totally forgotten it. And then a couple of days later, plays it, and then
is that how you came up with that, Will? You fell asleep? No,
that that is all my songs really are in the drive between New Pal and Rushville. it's a lot of cornfield, and I can put it on autopilot, and that is my
the alpha waves
my
flow.
Will time. Right.
Huh. Yeah. So do you hum it into an iPhone?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah. I don't know how people did, before
iPhone.
Handheld recorders. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I capture them all there, and then. When the kids are all in bed, I work it out a little bit. Yeah.
Is there an app where you could do that? If someone called you, they get a little thing on their screen says it's Will time.
I like
you
that.
Would like that.
I like
a lot.
That. It's Will time.
It's chick time.
It's chick time.
Don't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
It's chick time.
We used to be able to put away messages on AIM. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When we were in college, you could put
I'm not here right now.
Yeah, I'm not here. Yeah, I'm at
and
class.
And what would you do?
Whatever.
What would you do, Jess? What? Anything sassy?
No.
Oh no.
No, I'm
nothing
not
sassy
I'm not
here or
right
funny.
Now. No, usually I'm asleep or hungover or
kiss my ass.
Maybe I made it to class. I don't know.
I'm just not here right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the inflection you put with my away message. Yeah.
All right. Let's do another song, fellas. One, two?
You got it.
All right.
Anything you guys want to hear?
What do you want to hear?
We'll just grab one.
Yeah.
The East Hills. EastHills.com. The name of the album is Death of a Salesman.
Mm-hmm.
It's got great cover art on.
If you can see them live, you have to.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Please go see them live. Sorry, I was being a fan there for a second. It's very that another riff that I was telling her when we saw you guys at the Vogue. It was like every song had these great, have these great guitar riffs. And I got to be honest, she says, "Well, the Eastills are going to be at the Vogue," and I go, "I'm not sure who you're talking about." So it's like anything, you know, a friend of yours says, "Hey, let's go see this band," and part of you is like going, "Well, okay."
I think take into consideration he's been doing this for 30 years. Where people come to him and say, "Here, come hear my friends play," right? And so that's what I did. And I said, "No, you're going to like it." "Oh, okay, whatever. Can we have sushi before?" "Yes, we'll go take you to fucking sushi and we'll go listen to these hills."
And by the way, if you haven't been to fucking sushi, it's a great restaurant. They don't have a lot of signage, but let me tell you something.
No, and so we go over there and I'm just like, I can't find him. And he's like two or three rows back just jamming out. And I was like,
"All right." And I told her during the show, every song it starts with this great riff. And
What was the name of that one?
That was "People Will Talk."
People will talk. Great song. Here's a very naive question from a guy who's never written a song. I'm sure you guys have all heard thousands of songs in your head. How can I write one differently? You know, that seems like a ridiculous challenge to throw together a dozen songs for an album.
Yeah. Definitely, and that's fortunately. I can't play any other songs.
put your own, okay.
And that kind of lends itself to our sound a little bit. We kind of, as we were learning how to find the way around the guitar a bit, and you know, I just kind of try at that, but we started to put songs over that. That's why the riffs are so strong on them. Most all these started with the guitar riff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's how you write. They're all written on guitar.
Most everything, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then you just kind of hear the melody, put it on top, but definitely still, we've written a few where you go to play it for someone else, and then it's, you know.
Did you
Rod Stewart song?
I don't know.
Let's see.
And then you got.
I could totally see that.
Next thing you know, you got Young Turks. No, there was an article in Rolling Stone, like in the early 70s, I think, that we were going to mathematically. We were going to run out of songs and combinations. Do you remember this, Will?
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, from like in like 1995, we were just going to run out and have to start repeating. And I'm with Jason on this. If I sat down and started to write a song, it'd sound like, I'm sure it would sound like the Foo Fighters crashed into Bryan Adams, and it would just be a mess, I would think.
A little bit of Elton John. Don't lie.
Early Elton. You lie. Very early Elton John. Mm-hmm. The troubadour Elton John.
Sugar Bear.
Sugar Bear. Someone save my life tonight. Sugar Bear. That is actually a fucking lyric. You believe that? That's where it went wrong. Go back, Elton John, the first album, Empty Sky, and then Madman Across the Water, Tumbleweed, and then it's like someone hit him in the face with something. I'm not sure what it was, but let's not speculate. let's not. Can you do? I have a request. I got my iPod here, and I've got the list of your songs now, and I know what I'm doing. Can you guys play "Expose Myself"? I love that one.
Absolutely.
That's for someone who might be in the room.
Are you sure?
Yep. Oh yeah, I think so.
Okay. We'll try it.
Yep. Go ahead.
Where's that one start?
You can cut it if this one sucks, right? It's been a while since we played this one.
Oh, we can cut anything if anything sucks. Yeah.
What's it gonna take?
Oh my God!
You know what they say? A hit is a hit is a hit. I'm sorry. Shit. That is.
That's a pretty darn good song.
That's a damn fine song.
Thank Isn't you. It so Thank nice you. To hear new rock music in this room?
It really
Isn't it nice?
And
isn't
insightful,
it nice?
Insightful yes. lyrics and
yeah,
beautiful. Somebody yelling, "Woo! I love that!"
Yeah.
Oh man.
Will and Hank, do you guys ever get the you don't sound like you look kind of thing? Or you don't look like you sound, I guess.
Let's back up.
What does that mean?
Will, Hank, just
Well, you guys are former football players. You guys are big dudes, but you got sweet, great voices, you know?
It seems like every podcast episode, we give it to Jason to ask the odd, weird,
I appreciate it.
Strange question.
Well, and then Chick will end up insulting someone by the end of the podcast.
That's
too.
Not true
That's usually
at all.
The two things we have to hit on.
By the way, Hank, who the hell do you think you are? No, I mean.
Prayer, I knew it. I've been told my head doesn't match my body.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay.
Chick. Now I got a
Well, a little bit. Well.
It was the worst blind date I ever had. Sat down for a nice spaghetti dinner, and
I knew.
Have you ever been told your head doesn't match your body?
That's a true story.
That's a
girl
true story.
Said that.
This is a Seinfeld episode, is what it's
yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you both still lift and stuff and work out, or?
I like to try to hit the gym. No.
No. My wife forces me to the treadmill. And,
oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. A little cardio.
But Eileen, yes. She, every morning, the first thing every morning, you going to the gym? Right. Yeah.
I guess so.
I could say no, but it's a fight.
Does she set the alarm for you?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yes.
What about the other, anybody back there working out? Anybody?
Anybody?
No.
Negative.
What other jobs do you guys have? Like, you always hear somebody say straight. Like, we always ask comedians, what's your straight job? What is your job outside of music if you have one?
I'm in sales.
You're in sales. Okay.
Really? You don't now, sir, you don't seem like a salesman.
See,
to
there,
me at
there's
all.
The insult. There it was.
No,
there
no,
was.
No, no,
there
no,
was.
No, no. That's a good thing.
No, that's
a,
you don't want to look
no,
like
because
a salesman.
The, no matter what you're selling, you say salesman. It's oh, okay. You're there standing at the window with a cigarette, watching some guy walk on the lot or
yeah.
something.
No,
that's, the, that's not what you sell.
You did all.
I do.
All yeah. salesmen are
family.
Mad
men? We have a family. Sorry,
Go
family
ahead.
Business. We both do. Yeah.
What
Separate businesses.
What do you sell?
Cars. We sell cars.
No kidding?
Yeah. In Rushville.
Everything's got to go, right?
There's some pride.
Campbell Brothers.
That's right. Campbell Brothers. There's a plug for you.
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Are they
buy
are
all my cards.
Sponsoring yeah. anything? Podcast.
They're loaded.
That's a good question. Good question. We can move some merchant. We can inventory. We lost our lease. No. What is it? No. Put up a dunk tank and
we could work something out
goldfish
there.
Bowl and yeah. Will, what do you do, Will?
I have family business as well. We background check people
for companies,
for businesses. Yes.
I thought you were like a physicist or something. I don't know.
Well,
why.
That's part time.
This is a new TV show. Part-time private investigator physicist.
Yeah.
Whenever I hear family business, I always think, well, we have a lot of deductions when it comes to tax time. Is that fair to say?
Hoping so.
Yeah. Hoping so.
What about back there? What about the...
I think Brad back there, he's probably like a web developer or something, right?
Construction worker.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
You look like a mad scientist,
See, I knew you were in the building. I could just tell.
Yeah. Yep.
Building. Good bass playing back there, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Love the rhythm section.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Wade. Adrian, Wade?
I have kind of three part-time jobs, I guess. I'm a professional musician. I play in a lot of different groups.
Right.
And then I teach drum lessons as well to kids on the north side in the Carmel area. And then I deliver sandwiches on a bicycle downtown through the week.
Awesome.
During lunch hour, I do a few hours at Jimmy John's.
That's the workout. Awesome.
Yeah,
that's work. Okay,
I guess
yeah,
so.
That's
yeah.
good. That's
and
good.
Playing the drums, that's upper body.
Do you have insurance?
Kind of. We don't want to go there. It'll turn into a political thing. But no,
no, that's not where I was going. Being on a bike downtown, you know,
right,
it's
yeah.
a little
well,
dangerous.
Yeah, I'm pretty safe about it. You know, the young guns that I work with, some of them, they do the. What was that movie with something Rush? Premium Rush. You know, they do the Premium Rush, crazy.
Right.
I pretty much obey all the traffic laws, and like I have a flashy light on my bike, and I try to stay pretty safe.
You take the skywalks where you can.
Oh, yeah. I take cultural trail and bike lanes whenever possible.
That's great. Well, I could tell. I haven't met you yet, Wade, but I was watching you during that song. And you can just tell you enjoy playing drums. You're not just back there hitting what you need to hit. You're enjoying doing what you do. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You're fun to watch. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I better because it's all I can do. So you talk about other jobs and stuff. I'm a lifer.
I've always said that about the morning show. I can't work. I don't have any skills. So yeah, if that thing goes to shit, I'm in big trouble.
What about Adrian?
Adrian.
I'm an electrician during the day, actually.
Awesome.
No kidding. Now, you don't go to the box for anything under 220, right?
480 is
120. Let me lick my fingers, see if this it's live or not. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh,
jeez. When people hire you, do they think you can make anything happen? I mean, do you get some pretty crazy requests?
They think you're a magician, not an electrician.
Well, I am part-time magician.
Okay,
well,
you do parties on the weekends, okay.
Yeah, I do. I don't do a whole lot of freelance work, so I work for Cummins, actually, down in Columbus.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice. Right. Well, awesome. Someone has insurance.
I do have insurance. It's not as good as what it used to be.
I bet it's still badass. It's probably better than mine. I'm just guessing. Well. Wow. A friend of mine was messing around with 220, and he something went wrong, and he said he heard... And he woke up across the room.
Was that a friend of yours or was it you?
No, that wasn't me.
Okay.
But I have gotten shocked, and it's sometimes it's exhilarating.
Mm-hmm. So you went back.
I did. Yeah, I did. I went right back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys played this on the can we hear Love, Love, Love?
Sure.
I like that one very much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another one. That's
Thanks,
another
guys.
One for everybody in the room. Here we go.
2, 3, go.
The story of a girl who changed my world. I don't know why I liked her.
As if I didn't have enough reasons to love this band. I love it when instead, okay, go! When the song starts. That's great. You know, they're not real people. You know what I mean?
They're not real people?
I mean, they are real people. It's not like they're, you know.
Right.
All right, we're going to do this song. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go! And then it sounds like that. That's great. It's the East Hills, easthills.com, all one word. And their new, their latest CD is called the MP3, the compilation, the album, Death of a Salesman. And how long did this take to till somebody said, "All right, we got an album
from start to finish in the recording process"?
Yeah,
what do you think? A couple of years.
Yeah, I bet.
We kind of started pooling the songs together. Finally decided, okay, damn it, you know, we had Andy Wilson was a big part of that. Connected us to Doug Hinthorn, Healing Sixes. He produced the album for us. Started rehearsing the songs, and you know, then I think it took about a year to kind of when we had the songs in our hands. So,
right.
Yeah.
Is it like that scene in That Thing You Do? If you when you take it out to your car and you hear it, and you're pretty exciting.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah, although you know you've listened to the song so many times
right.
by that point
right.
that maybe some of that excitement. I think that excitement for me is when we first come up with it, when it's like a real rough demo.
Oh, okay,
right.
All right.
By the time you've sung the, for me anyway, the vocal 30 times or whatever,
yeah.
Right.
I'm over it. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't seem like that. I mean, you still seem very excited.
You're selling it. You're selling it.
Well, it's cool playing
sell
a place like this.
We're in sales. Yeah.
So are you? Everything must go, by the way, in case you're just joining us. No one's just joining this. They downloaded it.
No, yeah. Right.
Over to you, Jason.
If you're just tuning in.
Do you still get nervous at all when you play live?
Oh, yeah.
And that's a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was Hank. Oh, yeah.
I'm freaking out right now.
Yeah.
You're doing fine.
Oh, no.
So are you guys, you got some songs for another album coming up? Or
we do. We'll start actually tomorrow. We're going to start on the next two songs for the next album tomorrow.
Oh,
so,
wow.
And we've got an EP coming out in April.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, awesome.
With four, maybe five tracks on that. So,
wow. Yeah.
We can play one of those for you if you like.
No, that would be awesome.
That's a great segue.
Nope, don't want to hear it. Anyway.
Not interested.
That's an incredible segue. Someone yell 1, 2, 3, go.
Well, here's what's funny. I was looking at your guys' schedule, and I had seen that Driving and Crying was going to be at Radio. And
what
you guys,
a great band
And you guys
name.
Are playing with them,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
When is that?
Oh, geez.
April 17th, I think.
Correct. Yeah, April 17th.
Yeah, holy shit balls. Yeah, we got to talk about your gigs.
That's a cool little place.
I couldn't remember that band, and had my fiance pull them up last night. Fly Me Courageous. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's
the
one.
Driving,
yeah, they better play that one.
There's going to be trouble if they don't play that one. Yeah.
We were actually going to open with it.
Jealous of Birds?
All right.
Wait, or what do you think?
Jealous of Birds, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought we were segueing into one of the new tunes. That was the whole thing.
Oh!
Yeah! That one is something from the EP.
All right. Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. No problem.
So fucking jealous of birds and all the things you do to me. By Polly Pagan for sure, but that doesn't matter here. So disappointed with words, no one is understanding me. An alcoholic for sure, but that doesn't matter here. 'Cause it's you, it's all because of you, and all the things you do to me, and all the things I blame on you. So fucking jealous at first. Don't throw me in with the herd, but think of me especially. I'm dualistic for sure, but that doesn't matter here. 'Cause it's you, it's all because of you, and all the things you
It's all because of you and all the things you do to me and all the things I blame on you and all the shit you throw at me and all the shit I throw at you. It's true. So fucking jealous of birds.
Fucking jealous. Okay.
What's that like?
Who did you who came up with those lyrics?
That was me.
Now, does anybody in the band other than you two want to come up with the songs, or is that up for debate?
Discuss that, and we've just told them to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you heard the almost fight there earlier, and like, oh, maybe we need to give somebody else a voice.
See, but
not playing that fucking song.
But you know, conflict resolution with any relationship, it's gotta. There's gotta be something.
They've not asked yet. We're wide open. They've never. No one's ever come up with. We're open to it, guys. You want to?
They don't talk much. There's a reason. But yeah, we've got our attorney on that. So
no, but we're joking. Hopefully, it's funny. It's someone's laughing. Yeah. But no, I mean, you've obviously reached a point where you guys have been together more or less for how long now?
I mean, the two of us have known each other forever. As a band, what?
Yeah.
two years.
Yeah. Okay.
A couple of years. Yeah.
So their contributions are in other ways. I mean,
sure.
Wade is as good as it gets on the drums. Adrian is great. Brad is. He's been with us probably longer, helping us put everything together. He plays the drums on the album, actually.
Okay. A couple of these songs are they're 15 years old. Not all of them. We kind of wanted to get away from that. Like there was an ad that said album 15 years in the making, kind of a thing. Not really.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, yeah. Some of the ideas were that old, but
yeah,
a lot of these are a year old, what have you. But,
well, it's been a long time since I've heard a local band, and that's not a negative, but a band around that has come up with really great songs in this, I don't want to say classic rock, but rock and roll, I guess. You know what I mean? I mean, not
rock music,
not that there's anything wrong with, you know, rap or hip-hop or whatever, but I mean, it, like you said, it's nice to hear rock and roll, new rock and roll coming out of this studio. It's it's really...
Thank you very much for that. We're excited about it. We always felt that way about it. Yeah. A lot of these songs were on cassette tapes for years and years.
A lot of 8-track reel-to-reels.
A lot of reel-to-reel stuff. Lots. There's a backlog of music. You know, we've
the big thick tape.
There could be a few hundred songs. You know, between the two of us. So.
So, do you each have a favorite song, or have you already played it, or one that you're really? Oh, good. We've got to play that one.
I've got a new favorite song.
Oh, okay.
A perfect segue. It's one of the new tunes called Mothers and Fools.
Ooh.
We can play that.
One, two, three, go.
It's a little heavy.
Is it too dark?
Let's get heavy.
It's a little heavy.
We'll get heavy.
No, get heavy. We'll get heavy. Yeah. I just love listening to live music. You know what I mean? Because anywhere else, and this is the biggest thing teaching your kids right now, is that there's nowhere else that you can go and they have to listen and they have to wait to hear their song. I took my son to a Journey concert. His first concert, Journey, he's like, when are they going to play Don't Stop Believing? I'm like, you have to wait. You have to wait, and they're going to play it.
Mom, you don't understand. I take my finger. I take my finger, and I go,
like, no. Yeah, so that's the only place that they have to wait
to hear
their song.
And then when I do play it, I only hear the hook and for like a minute and a half of it, and I go, the other next song, and then the next song.
Right,
yeah. That's true. All right, what's the name of this one again?
This one's called Mothers and Fools.
All right.
Thought I'd hide for a while.
The East Hills. EastHills.com. Swell new rock and roll.
That was so good.
Thank you.
That was really... That.
How fresh is that? I mean, how long ago was that written?
It's not even been recorded yet.
Wow.
First taste.
The first recording.
Nice. It was on a reel-to-reel from about 5 years ago.
Really? Yeah.
But now, who is the keeper of all those? I don't know where any of my emails are from
yesterday.
He kind
of keeps his. I kind of keep mine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
Wow.
There's been some lost along the way, I'm sure. Our best songs. Probably.
Well, the good ones will pop right up again, huh?
Yeah.
At
hopefully.
Some point.
So you guys, there's some kids I've heard, right?
Yes.
There's some kids. What do the kids think of a dad in a band?
I think it's fun. We took them to, I took mine to REO Speedwagon. I think others did as well.
Yeah.
Well, which is a pretty good first concert, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
They had fun. They thought it was too loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all my daughter has ever known. And so for a couple years ago, she would kind of walk around to everybody around and go, well, my dad's in the band, you know. So and she kept saying, well, Dad, you're famous and stuff. And I finally convinced her that, honey, I'm not famous at all. Mm-hmm. And so now she's like, whatever. And she still likes coming to the gigs, but she's not nearly as impressed as she used to be when she thought I was famous.
Right. How old is she?
Eight.
Eight. Okay. Yeah.
That's a cute age.
Did she have a lanyard on when she's walking around town all the time?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
All access.
All access.
Yeah.
Wade's kid. All access.
Yeah.
Well, what's the next gig you guys are going to play live? When is that?
I think that's the April the 17th.
April 17th.
The Driving and Crying at
awesome.
Radio. And then we've got some in April with the Black Owls. Yeah.
Okay. Out of town. We're playing, Dayton. I think, Dayton, Columbus, maybe.
Yeah. Cool. And those are all on the easthills.com and all that good stuff.
And you can download everything. And
yeah.
There's a cool poster on the website you can get. I saw that poster.
Oh, yeah. A couple of them.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Talking about kids, how many of your kids play instruments right now?
My daughter does. She sings a ton and is taking piano and loves music.
I know that as an adult now, like that's the one thing that I'm like, fuck, I wish I would have learned to play something when I was little, you know, and you're just ahead of the game and then explaining to my son, I was like, do you know how fucking cool it'll be when you're in high school and you can play an instrument?
You'll get so late.
I know. Well, I leave that part out. I'll let his dad tell him that. But no, yeah.
That's his mom, man. Be cool.
But it's piano for everybody. Every kid, it's piano.
Yeah.
You know,
We
all, you know, did the couple lessons.
Mm-hmm.
When did you realize you could sing? I mean, I can sing with people in the car, I think, a little bit, but I don't know how you... Okay, give me an A. Is it just a passion for it that lets you do it, or you? When did you find out you were good at it, I guess?
I think we had a real unique situation in high school where our choir teacher, most choirs are not... You know, we played football. The football team was the choir at our high school.
Oh, wow.
And we had a guy, a teacher that, you know, had a tryout with the Reds and was just a guy. And, and he really instilled it. I think Hank would agree. Then Hanky has a little bit of a theater background, too, that he may not want to talk about.
Uh-oh.
I just like to call
him about anything.
Musical?
Were you Willie Loman? Is that where the CD title comes from?
I wasn't. We wanted to go with Birth of a Dancer. This asshole shot it right down. We'll see about the next one.
I would have liked to have seen that cover.
I know. Yeah. Thank you. Please.
What about The Life of a Salesman? Come on.
Damn it.
That's fun.
But well, we sat next to each other in choir, you know.
All right.
And it was a cool thing. He was a teacher that he pushed you to go for it. It was a little bit manlier.
So it wasn't
to hit the high notes.
Because when I think of choir in my high school, it was there wasn't a lot of real singing going on. I mean, there were those
some
who sang, but they were just
moving
their mouth and mess.
If you sang with falsetto in his choir, you were a pussy, and he'd tell you.
Wow!
And we loved it. You know,
that was
kind of the thing.
Right.
So.
Right? Is he still around?
He is, David Doyle.
Has he been to your shows?
No,
I don't think he has. He started to hear the album and thought we put too much effect on our voices.
He wanted it a cappella, I think.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, that'll be the Unplugged album. Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
We actually have that ready now, too, if you guys want to hear.
Yeah.
No.
I was like, oh, wow.
The a cappella version of Well, you want to play one more, and then we'll...
Let's do a one plug, and then we'll have you guys play us out. All Does right. that work?
Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Thank you
very
much.
The easthills.com for all things East Hills, as Chick would say.
Death of a Salesman, mm-hmm. and gigs coming up in April. So,
songs on iTunes.
Make plans now.
Facebook, of course. Facebook. Twitter,
and all the good stuff.
All sorts of stuff.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Jam away. Yep.
Jam away. And. What do you want to hear, Jason?
Don't leave it up to
Just lose your minds.
Two songs that we barely know.
No, just lose your minds. Go crazy.
Chuck, we will play.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
1, 2.
EastHills.com. Go see them when they're near you. Thank you, Eddie Hazel, for setting all this up. And thanks, of course, to the East Hills for coming in. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Jason.
Let's rock out. Good night, everybody.